Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 334, the four stanzas. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light, it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgments to observe, my solemn vow I now repeat, and what follows, 334, the four stanzas. read a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of the Psalms, and there of Psalm 68. Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens. By his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation had dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou wast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with the ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds, O God. Thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank Van Harten, who returned home from the hospital on Tuesday. The family of Mr. and Mrs. Bill and Ada Meljars, with the death of their brother, Adrian Meljars, of Chilliwack, British Columbia, at the age of 74. And Mr. and Mrs. Justin and Amy Vanderwall were blessed with the birth of a son today. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee in this evening hour in thy providence, and in thy long suffering, and in thy great mercy, that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that we and our children, that we had our opportunity, in so far that it was possible, and so far that there was desire to place herself under thy eternal word and under thy testimony, then thou was granted unto us and our children many precious gifts from heaven, And may we be given to see it, because it is written in thy holy word that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness and nor shadow of a turning. Ah, Lord, eyes to see it, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee, as we have heard from the psalmist, that he was given to extol thee to the highest, for thy many wonderful works in nature and in grace. Then thou wert still that faithful God. Then thou hast granted evidence thereof in this evening, when we have come up to thy house. Then thou wast given by renewal that the moon may arise in its beauty, reflecting the light of the sun. And our Lord, that is already a sermon in itself. In paradise, then we were bearers of thy image. We have reflected that image. But now through our deep fallen Adam, we have lost it all. But, O Lord, now it is thy work to restore that image in a people whom thou hast chosen, and that it may resemble the moon. Ah, thy people many times have to confess that moon, that it is hidden, the earth in front. But now it is thy work that thy church may be given to extol thy praises. Ah, Lord, when we may see the moon arise by renewal, then it is preaching that thou art still gathering thy church, because the psalmist of old has declared that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure, throughout all generations. O Lord, may thy word be blessed to that end in this evening hour, that sinners, that they may be wrought upon, and that they may belong to that congregation of the poor, as we have heard out of thy holy word. But, O Lord, then the psalmist, then he has also declared that thou hast prepared that goodness for the poor, and that is only possible by the work of a triune God, the work of thy dear Son, by the application of the Holy Spirit to that end. May it please thee to convert sinners. Spare, that we build not upon sandy foundations, and that thy people, they know what it is to be those poor ones, poor in everything, nothing of self, and not only poor, but also guilty of people that learns that they can never save themselves. But, it is written in thy holy word, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he has become poor, that through his poverties ye might be rich. O Lord, wilt thou then work lovingly and irresistibly in this evening hour? We stand in sore need of a reformation, personally, family, a church and country. Then thy church is called upon to remember thy wonderful deeds in the days of old, And then a special day is remembered where there was a breaking through, but oh Lord, and then there are so many deeds to be remembered. In the time of the Reformation, where it has pleased thee to deliver a people that were in Egyptian bondage. They have wrought, they have sighed, they have groaned, they have tried to please thee with their works. And even when they receive no straw to learn that thou demands a perfect obedience. And then we read in thy holy word that thou hast heard their weeping and groaning, and that thou hast remembered thy covenant, and that thou hast delivered them out of the house of bondage, O Lord. Perhaps a soul in this evening in the house of bondage, and no solution, an increasing debt, and yet thou hast a people that cannot miss thee. Oh, in the time of the Reformation, then thou hast placed thy holy word among the people. There were those who were wrought upon, who have learned those experiential truths of free and sovereign grace in such a clear and vivid way that they were given to rejoice, given to praise thy worthy name, but also with a holy zeal. Thou hast used them as instruments they have learned, insufficient of themselves, and that the enemies were so great and manifold, but that the King has risen for his name's sake, and it is written in thy word, I, the Lord, will work, and who will let it? And that thy word was proclaimed, the word of free and sovereign grace among the multitudes, and that thou wast wrought wonderfully, that so many souls were saved. Oh, even among the higher officials of the government, that the truths of thy holy word, that they have penetrated government offices and the courts, then thou wast wrought so wonderfully. And now we may still have the privilege, the children of the Reformation. Then it is so necessary that we forget and not thy wonders of old, but be given to remember them and acknowledge thee, appreciate what thou wast given to thy church, but, O Lord, also a great responsibility. But we need to experience those Reformation truths according to thy holy word in our heart to that end, Lord. It is such a solemn and such a serious time. Zion has become thin. Many congregations were formerly that Reformation truth was proclaimed, where there is nothing left, where thou wast taken the candlestick of thy holy word from amongst them. And, O Lord, and what maketh us to differ? Then thou surely still hast a purpose with it. May that purpose be fulfilled in this evening hour, that many jewels among young and old, that they may be added to the meritorial crown of Christ Jesus. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, O Lord. A necessary reformation in the church. May we be given to turn from all our worldly and evil ways. Under thy solemn and serious callings, that we turn to thy word and to those Reformation truths. Lord, remember our poor country that sinks further and further away from thy word, from thy law, from thy institutions. We're in this continent after the Reformation. Then godly men have come with the scriptures with a desire that it would be a country that would be a light upon the hill. And, Lord, there have been times indeed that thou wast wrought wonderfully among the multitudes, different places, different areas. May the prayers be multiplied that in this solemn time that thou may work wonderfully amongst us and our children. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Thou knowest that there is not one in their natural state that shall seek thee, but now thou art still seeking out a church. Well, thou remember a father and mother whom by renewal in their married life, whom thou wast blessed with the birth of a little child, thou wast spared life, and thou wast given life, Lord. Well, thou grant a humble place at thy footstool, that there may be bewilderment, but also a prayer, that he may be a little son born, to be born again. Wilt thou further strengthen the mother? Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the further family? Then also in their family it has been fulfilled in this week. One generation goeth, a great-great-grandmother was entrusted to the earth, and now another little child may be born. Lord, we also belong to a generation. We have no abiding city, impress that truth upon our heart. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn? Wilt thou graciously watch over them? We commend unto thee the infant child still in the hospital. May the time soon arise that those parents may take their firstborn, the precious little gift, to their dwelling. We commend unto thee the father who may return from the hospital, Lord. Thou knowest the weakness of the body, the difficulties. Wilt thou grant unto the physicians understanding, may the means be blessed above all. Do save his never dying soul. Remember his dear wife. We commend unto thee the family circle that have received tidings that a beloved brother, after a long time of weakness, that thou wast taken, ushered him into eternity. Wilt thou remember the family that dwells in our midst, grant traveling mercies in a special way. Do remember her who has become a widow, shall become reality more and more. Remember all the children, the grandchildren. Remember the whole family circle, sanctify the callings, Lord. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, all our elderly ones. Remember our Bethesda, all the residents, and those that care for them. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care. Remember all the handicapped ones. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for a few simple words to speak anoint us with fresh oil from above. Well, thou grant Aaron's and hers, and may thou arouse to a holy jealousy, when we may be given to remember thy wonderful and thy mighty deeds of old. Ah, Lord, thou art the same yesterday, today and forever. Leave and forsake us not. Grant tokens of thy favor. And what greater token could thou grant when it would be heard, when sons and daughters, ah, Lord, even one in this evening, but also for thy people, to receive a little instruction and comfort. We have nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold. Well, may we be given to plead upon thy mercy. Forgive us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 428, the stanzas 6, 7, and 9. O Lord, thou art my portion and my lot. I said that I would keep thy word forever. Though to my sorrow I have oft forgot, with all my heart I now entreat thy favor. And what follows, 428, 6, 7, and 9. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 68, the verses 11 and 12, where God's word and our text reads thus. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Our text words speak of the immeasurable blessing of God's holy word for thoughts. In the first place, the giving of God's holy word. Secondly, the publishers of God's holy word. Thirdly, the power of God's holy word. And thirdly, fourthly, the translation of God's holy word. The immeasurable blessing of God's holy word. The giving, the publishers, the power, and the translation of God's holy word. A beloved congregation, on the 31st of October, that has been a day to be remembered in the midst of the church, and our children, they know what has taken place in the year 1517 in the city of Wittenberg. That Martin Luther, that he has nailed his 95 theses on that door. It was not the intention of Martin Luther that those theses, that they would be spread all over. It was his intention that on the next day, a feast day in the church, that those theses would be debated in the university, and that in that way he could further declare the wonders of free and sovereign grace. Thus October 31st, 1517, was only one day in the wonderful works of God in the time of the Reformation. And then the Reformers, they had five watchwords. The first was sola scriptura. And that word sola, boys and girls, that means alone. Thus alone scripture. End of all debate. Final authority. A sola gratia, grace alone. A sola Christi, Christ alone. A sola fide, faith alone. Sola Deo gloria, unto the Lord be all the honor and the glory. And now in this evening, then we wish, according to our text words, because our text words, they speak, the Lord gave the word. Then this is a psalm of praise. Ah, then a David, it was his vehement desire, that the Lord may receive the praise from among the children of men. In the first two verses, the driving away of the enemies. The verses 3 and 4, but let the righteous be glad. You now become one of those righteous ones, congregation. It was so clearly declared the time of the Reformation. The verses 5 and 6, present blessings for the church. Oh, a fatherless widow, the solitary, they receive a place in families, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Then in the verses 7 and 8, then David is given to speak of the wonderful works of the Lord concerning the children of Israel delivered out of Egypt. Ah, that has taken place in the time of the Reformation, because in the Middle Ages, then the truth was so hidden. The Word of God, they tell us that in about 1408, that the churches made the rule that no one could translate or read the scriptures without the permission of the church. But in that church, the Lord still had a remnant that was seeking the Lord. Oh, is there such a remnant amongst us? And that has learned what it is to dwell in the house of bondage. Oh, maybe a Lord's Day morning when you have heard it. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, that you sent of many sighs, ach Lord. And now I am still in bondage, making those bricks. And, when the Lord withholds himself, and to say it simply, not to give any straw, and the justice of God still demands the full number. Oh, how that people can cry, because that people, the love of the Lord shed abroad in their heart, and they could not miss the Lord, those beggars at the throne of grace. Ah, we read of that people of Israel and Egypt, that they have wept and groaned. So it was in the Middle Ages, before the time of the Reformation, where the church says they had to work. And with all their works, oh, if we could ask Martin Luther how he could tell us so clearly that by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified, but out of Romans 1 verse 17, the just shall live by faith, then he was given to behold that glorious gospel as it is in Jesus Christ. Oh, the psalmist in her psalmist given to sing the praises for that wonderful deliverance. And what did that people now need, boys and girls, when they were in Egypt? Exodus 12, verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then to come to our text. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Ah, the earth also needs rain, but it is clear that it is spoken of figuratively, because I even read in Deuteronomy 32, verse 2, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as showers upon the grass. Thy congregation has dwelt therein. And then that congregation is described. That is the congregation, the true congregation of God, that is the church of Jesus Christ. Thy congregation has dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. And then our text. The Lord gave the word. He gave his word in paradise to Adam in that covenant of works. And then our covenant head, our parents, they have taken of that forbidden fruit. But the Lord, in his great mercy, then he has given that word by renewal and that precious covenant of grace. Then the Lord has still spoken to Adam. Oh, true, has sought him out uncovered, but also the mother promise of Genesis 3 verse 15. The Lord gave the word, a precious gift of that majestic God that dwelleth in the heavens to the children of men. For the first 2,500 years, we have learned it in Reverend Hellenbrook, then that people did not have the written word. The Lord spoke audibly, dreams, visions. But then the Lord has commanded Moses to write the first five books of the Bible. And the general thought is the book of Job, at least Moses perhaps, the first two and the last chapters, the last chapter, and the other chapters perhaps by Elihu. The Lord gave the word. How has he given that word? 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Thus then, holy men, approximately 40 authors, there were shepherds, there were herdsmen, there were kings, there were fishers, tax collector, tent maker. They were all inspired by the Holy Spirit, and therefore God's word is perfect. The Lord gave the word. And when we read in our text words, the Lord gave the word, then we can mention John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, as we read in chapter 1 verse 14, John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but hath everlasting life. The Lord gave the word to declare that he has created the world. He has created us perfectly. The Lord has given his word to declare our deep fall, but also that he has given his Son, and that by word and spirit he is gathering his church. The Lord gave the word. What a precious gift. What a blessing. Were the word of God, let us add congregation, when we receive a special gift, then we are responsible how we use that gift. And more so, the word of God, Luke 12 verse 48, unto whom much is given, much is required. When we consider the scriptures, but also history, oh, what a blessing, personally. Travelers on that broad way to hell. And the Lord gave the word and applied it by the Holy Spirit. And then there are souls that shall experience what that people in the Reformation have experienced, free and sovereign grace, only possible to be saved through the meritorial work of his dear Son. What a blessing in family circles for husbands and wives. If you think about it, congregation, when we read missionary journals, and when missionaries have come to heathens, then usually the family, it was not so well. Also the relationship between husbands and wives. But where the gospel has been preached, that's where girls, women, wives, and mothers have received their beautiful place. And now, alas, our country returning to heathendom. When John Patton, the missionary, the later 1800s, when he has come to the South Sea Islands and he saw that people naked, cannibals, holes poked in their body in different places for rings, painted. Then he has written in his book that at first he nearly despaired. What must he now begin? But oh, then he was given to remember that the Lord gave the word. Oh, then a John Patton was given to remember that for the Lord nothing is impossible. I, the Lord, will work, and who shall let it? And when his word may be applied by the Holy Spirit, ah, then there are no creatures too depraved, no black and too vile, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Ah, the Lord gave the word. The nations were the word of God as formerly had much authority. What a blessings that the Lord has granted. The Lord gave the word. Our second thought, the publishers of God's holy word. Ah, the devil, begun in paradise. He has lied concerning God's word. He has tried to hide that word, to destroy that word. That is also a wonder of the Lord. The Lord not only gave that word, but he has preserved that word in its pure form. That is the wonder of the Lord. The devil has many wiles. What a privilege it is that we and our children may still have God's word and the truth thereof amongst us, the publishers of God's holy word. And then we read of those publishers, great was the company of those that published it. And in the margin of our King James Version, that word company, that means an army. And thus an army of publishers. And that word publish, that means to hear the news, to preach, and to announce. And that in the context of verse 18. Because there we read concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, as Solomon has written, when the ark was taken up to Jerusalem. But then in the context of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts from men, yea, for the rebellious, also that the Lord God might dwell among them. And concerning that solemn, then we read in Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Oh, in the New Testament church, then 12 were sent forth among the multitudes, among Jew and Gentile. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it. Oh, then in the midst of persecution, then those publishers, they were spread further abroad that that word may come to the ends of the earth. And when we consider over the ages, what a publishers that the Lord has given. Also in the time of the Reformation, but also after the Reformation, what a publishers there have been. Think of missionaries. How many missionaries can you mention, families? How many? The winter time is coming. There are many books that write of different missionaries. Oh, William Carey to India, Hudson Taylor to China, Judging Adorum to Burma, Livingston to Africa, Brainerd and Elliot to the Indians, and even, they tell us, James Evan. He was called the Apostle of the North, and his place was Norway House, Hudson Bay, worked for the Hudson Bay as a missionary. And his book even indicates that he has even come as far as Alberta. Great was the number of those that published it. But not only missionaries, not only ministers, consistories, who else must publish that word? Because in our text it speaks, great was the company. It was like an army. Oh, fathers and mothers, what a beautiful task, but what a great responsibility. And I even read of a little missionary in the Old Testament. Who was that, boys and girls? Was that little maid, 2 Kings 5. When Naaman was leprous, oh, that she has spoken well of the God of Israel. Great was the company of those that published it. And now what is necessary? That publishing may be accompanied by unceasing prayer. The Lord may bless that word. Oh, in the time of the Reformation, then many, the Lord has raised up many reformers with a holy zeal and with love for never dying souls, that the love of Christ has constrained them. Ah, they were given to see that people in Egyptian bondage under that Roman Catholic doctrine. But then they were given to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, that therein lies the liberty for the church. Our third point, the power of God's holy word. And then we read about that publishing. Kings of armies did flee apace. In the Hebrew language, it is actually written, did flee, did flee. Of course, in English, that sounds strange, but in the Hebrew language, when something is very strong and has to be stressed, that in this doubles. Those kings of armies did run apace, and that is true historically also. Oh, the word given to Moses, to Joshua, what enemies have been destroyed. David has heard the noise in the mulberry trees as a sign that the enemies must be defeated. But now above all, the enemies that flee apace. And then it speaks of kings and enemies that flee apace. Are there people that have trouble with those enemies? Oh, it can be of people so burdened and so troubled. Ah, so it was in the time of the Reformation, so it was among many souls that were burdened with their sin, and that there was a voice that it says is not for you. Because you have tried so long with your works to satisfy the Lord's justice, and you were a bigger sinner than you ever have been. Oh, that the devil has told, give it up, it is not for you. But the Lord gave the word, and great was the company that those that published it. Oh, what a comfort it was for those souls when they were given to learn that it was grace and grace alone. When the Son of God was proclaimed in his necessity, in his suitability, and in his preciousness, that nothing can be added, nothing shall be added, and nothing need be added. Oh, was it then not that those enemies, that unbelief, and that the devil had to flee? There can be times in the life of the church when the word may be proclaimed, when it may be applied, that he say, gone devil, gone devil. Oh, kings of enemies, kings of armies that flee apace, how discouraged that the church can be, how downcast. that they know it no more can be nearly at their wits' end, and that they come up to God's house. Those are people that you can preach to, because there is a need, an unbearable need. And when the riches of God in all its ways may be declared, then is it not that the discouragement has to flee away? There can be times that it becomes so roomy that they hope that they shall never come in a condition by renewal. There can be people, souls, with riddles and perplexities. Are there a few in my midst that you have riddles, maybe no one to talk about? The greatest riddle is, how can such a one as I be saved? Have you seen the moon this evening arise, just before we came to church? Beautiful moon in its beauty, reflecting the light of the sun. Has that ever been encouragement? Boys and girls, have you ever told the Lord that text out of Psalm 72, verse 5, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations? Oh Lord, may I be one of them. Thou art still gathering a church, because that word may still be published. And then those enemies are concerning that text. Then we could speak of many different ways. When that word may be applied, that it may be as an oil in our wounds, that it may be as wine to rejoice. Then those enemies of unbelief, they have to flee apace. And concerning that word, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Because in that army, you have those that stand on the front line. Oh, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and their helpers. But there were also those that were at home, and they may divide the spoil. That still happened in her family circles. Mothers, there may be times. That the word of God may be blessed, that you may be given to rejoice. We read in 1 Samuel 30 that David has made it a law, after Ziklag was destroyed and he went with 600 men, but 200 were weary, they stayed by the river. And then when they have returned with the spoil, there were those of Belial. And they said that those 200, they may not have of the spoil, but then David has made the law that when there was war, that those would remain at home, that they would also partake of the spoil. What a blessing it is when that may take place. And that has also taken place in the time of the Reformation. We must come to our fourth point. But now a Reformation. Many, many years ago, says on the church sign, Netherlands Reformed. Can it be seen, congregation? Our community, all times, all places, Reformed, a baptized forehead. And that we may reflect the truths of the Reformation, the necessity in 2021, personal, family, church, and in our country. Our fourth thought, the translation of God's holy word. Let us first sing of Psalter 180, let us only sing 3, 4, and 5. And the Lord sent forth his mighty word, and shouts of victory were heard. The women came, a mighty throng, to join the glad triumphant song, and what follows? 180, only 3, 4, and 5. Our forethought, the translation of God's holy word. And then in this evening hour, a few words about William Tyndale, the Bible translator, but where he was also a reformer. Of his youth, there is very little known. They tell us at that time that you could not receive your master's degree before you were 20. And to that end, the thought is that he was born in 1494 in Gloucestershire, on the border between England and Wales. He has grown up where there was much superstition and where the truth was not found. At an early age, he was enrolled, believe 13 years, in the Oxford University. And now providentially, wonderfully, because the Lord was preparing the way for a great work, that in those universities for years, the writings of the fathers have been studied, but not the Bible. Also a warning for us. Good to read good books, but not at the expense of the Scriptures. But in the time of William Tyndale, then the ancient languages were studied. We have not time to explain how that has taken place, but all directed by the Lord. And then in the universities, then they were given to study the Scriptures. It is written of Tyndale that he has swallowed the Scriptures. Of his conversion, there is nothing written, but it is clear that he has learned what it is to be saved by free and sovereign grace. And then the rumors were spread that at Oxford University, that heresy, no, the truth of God's word, was being spread, and to that end it became too dangerous, and he enrolled in the University of Cambridge. And there was a secret society of young men that have studied the Scriptures. Ah, the Lord was working. What a wonder that would be in our day. The universities are places where God's word is denied and even mocked. Terrible things taught. But in that university there were young men that have gathered secretly to study the truths of God's word. And they tell us that nearly all of those 25 men, that they have been captured and they have died the martyr's death. He became priest, but he never functioned as a priest. And then in 1521, same year, when the Diet of Worms was held, so then we see congregation, before Martin Luther has nailed those theses on the door of Wittenberg, that the Lord was working wonderfully by His Spirit in the hearts of many, and that the truth was more and became more and more in the open. They tell us that He was gifted. Oh, those students had it not so easy. You also have to study hard, right, boys and girls? It's not wrong. Do you know how it was with Tyndale when he was in university? 5 o'clock chapel. They opened with prayer, likely a portion of Scripture. At 6 o'clock in the morning, classes began till 10 o'clock. Then they had breakfast. And then after breakfast, they studied till 5 o'clock. And then they went home because most did not have enough money or candles to study at night. Thus then we do not have it so bad. But now in 1521, then he left the university and he returned to the place of his birth. And then he stood on a high hill, 7 counties, looking over the Severn River into Wales. And there he saw many steeples of churches, and he wept because he realized how ignorant that people was. Oh, then I shall tell you what he has written concerning the gospel. Well, I know that I did not deserve the knowledge of the gospel, nor prepared myself unto it, but I ran an other way, going clear contrary to in my blindness, and sought an other way. But he sought me, and he found me, and showed it me. And thereto with he drew me unto himself, and I bowed the knees of my heart unto God night and day, that he also will show it unto all other men. Thus he stood on that hill, saw the churches, place of his birth, superstition, ignorance. Oh, he has also written not only ignorance, but also the enmity of the carnal heart. and there he came in the house of John Welsh, married couple, two boys, all the six, and he became their tutor. Had much extra time, was a well-to-do family, and many times in those places. Must have not been so easy for mother, but they had many visitors, many priests. And then after mealtime, they spoke also about the Word of God. Thus it was not so easy for mother to clean everything up. And then William Tyndale was given to speak of the truth. Ah, those older priests, they could not defend themselves. And now they tell us that house is still standing from John Welsh. And the room where William Tyndale, he was given to study. Those days there were no glass in the windows, just an opening, and you could see the valleys. And then it seems many times he saw boys behind the plow. And then he received a vision that with the help of the Lord, then he has said, if God will spare me, I will one day make the boy that drives the plow in England to know more of the scriptures than the Pope himself. Of course, that included girls. Help their mother in the kitchen. You do that right, girls? Thus William Tyndale received the vision that even boys and girls, that there would come a time that they would have the Bible in their own language and which they could read. It is thought, perhaps, that he already began with the translation in that house of John Welsh. He also preached in Bristol, town of 6,000. He was a reformer given to preach the truth. Seemed like John Welsh had much authority, a certain protection. But then there came a time that it became too dangerous. He went to London to a bishop by the name, the Bishop of London, Cuthbert Tunstall, asking whether he could translate the Word of God into English. But he received the cold reception. Then he met with a certain Manmouth and with other supporters, Humphrey Manmouth, who was promised support in the translation, but it became too dangerous in England. It was forced, not allowed. Those days you needed permission from the government to leave the country. But he has fled, and then it has become true. In 1524, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And why? Oh, William Tyndale. He had those boys and girls before him. Included older ones, also young people, but that they needed the Bible in their own language, because he has also written, if the word could only be brought to the people, even though they had no preachers, it could be the means to enlighten England and bring them to the gospel of Christ. But because he had perceived by experience that it was impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scriptures were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the process, order, and meaning of the text. For else, whatsoever truth is taught them, those enemies of the truth, they quench it again. Then he went to Wittenberg, undoubtedly has met Luther, where in the German language, Luther, the Tower of Wartburg, has translated the New Testament. into German, and then into Latin. Then he has first translated the New Testament into the providence of the Lord. The printing press was invented. It was a slow process. All the stamps, then such a printer had a handle with a rubber ball to wipe ink on it, and then they put a large sheet on it, and then they had to crank down the press, crank it up, and then that sheet was taken up and hung to dry and cut into 8 pages. Ah, William Tyndale. He was so happy. When those first pages, when they were finished. But word has come that God's word was being translated. The Roman Catholic Church sent investigators, promised a bounty, and there was a certain man by Kohlhaas that has come in that city, and he has inquired. He has invited the printers of that town to a dinner and given them much wine to drink. And when we have too much wine, then we do things and say things we ought not to do. May we be kept. And then a printer has begun to talk. Tyndale and his helpers have heard it. They have rushed to the printing press, taken their translation and sheets, and he had to flee. Disappointed, but then he went up the Rhine to Worms, and there they had to reset everything. But then there was the plan to print 6,000 copies of the New Testament. Of those 6,000, they tell us that there are only two left. One in the Baptist College of Bristol, and another one in St. Paul's Cathedral in London. England was placed on high alert, because it had been heard that the Bible was being translated in English. So high security at all the ports. But providentially in 1525 in England, there was nearly a crop failure. France had promised to send grain, has not materialized. Those in Germany and Antwerp, that was the biggest commercial city in Europe, then they have sent bags of grain, and in those bags, they have placed their New Testaments. It's true, many were found. They tell us that they had a service, the Roman Catholic Church. 1,500 were burned as an offering pleasing to the Lord. Nevertheless, the Word of God has received a place in England. Does William Tyndale, he was a hunted man. Signs and cities, a wanted man. Thomas More, who was a special persecutor, has stated, Tyndale is an exile. He is nowhere, and yet he is everywhere. William Tyndale has experienced many difficulties. In Hamburg, in Antwerp, the printer was arrested, so he fled. He had begun on his Old Testament, the first 5 books. And then he had to flee with his translation, and he went to Hamburg. And on that journey, we cannot understand the ways of the Lord. On that journey to Hamburg, a great storm, the ship was sunk, his life was saved, but all his translation work, more than a year's worth, his translation work is difficult, that has went to the bottom of the ocean. What a discouragement. Maybe young people, before you had it, with an assignment you worked hard on, and that all of a sudden your computer crashed and it was gone. Then how discouraged you must have went to bed. Think of Tyndale. First 5 books of Moses. Prayerfully looking up unto the Lord. And because of the enmity, had to flee. And all his translation work at the bottom of the ocean. But Tyndale continued, "Oh, I think, boys and girls," that he was thinking of boys and girls, the boys that walked behind the plow, the girls that helped their mother in the kitchen, that he needed the word of God, that he may be saved in Hamburg, translated by renewal. Plague broke out 2 months. The Lord has wonderfully spared him. Then it seemed that the persecution was becoming a little less. And he has returned to Antwerp. And in that city, there was also an English portion, not so profitable for a country, but because they brought much profit to the lowlands, they were allowed to have a section of that city. And then Tyndale has come in contact with a Thomas Poyne. He was a grocer. He had met him in England. And they have wholeheartedly given him a place in his house. He was very skinny, but they have fed him well. He regained some of his strength and some of his health. Seemed also in England, persecution a little less. Oh, it is true, the enemy, they have tried to force catch him. They have tried to bribe him with promises. But now it seemed that at that time, that William Tyndale has received a little rest, a little more freedom. He could continue on the translation of his Old Testament. But what has happened? Henry Phillips has come to that dwelling and sought friendship with Tyndale. But Thomas Poyne said, "Tyndale, I do not trust that man." All at Henry Phillips, he could talk very religiously. But eventually he won the trust of Tyndale. Oh, he was a Judas. A certain day when the owner of the dwelling was gone, then Henry Phillips has come to the house and says, "Tyndale, I have a desire to take you out for dinner." So they walk down the street, narrow alley. Phillips says, "Tyndale, you go first." And then they came to the end of the alley, Phillips behind him. The end of that alley, there were 2 officers. Phillips says, "This is the man." He was arrested, put in prison 500 days, but they tell us in that prison that Tyndale was used for the conversion of the jailer and his daughter. There were those in England that have sought his release, but in vain. And October 5, 1536, he was strangled and burned at the stake. His last words were, "Lord, open the eyes of the King of England." There was a Roger and Coverdale. It is not perfectly clear how far Tyndale has come with his translation of the Old Testament, which prophets, a Roger and Coverdale, they have continued, and then the full Bible was printed, and then there were a few years that the King of England, that he has allowed, that the Bibles would be placed upon the pulpits in the churches of England. He was also condemned as a reformer because he preached the truth, those five solos, grace and grace alone. When we consider the translation of William Tyndale, then they tell us that anywhere from 75 to 85% of our King James Version, that is the words and translation of Tyndale. William Tyndale even had to make some words in the English language because there were words in the original language for which there was no English word. The word Passover, scapegoat, loving kindnesses, those are words that Tyndale has coined. Then maybe there are those, but I thought that our King James Version translated, not clear, 47, 50 translators, and now we are hearing that much of our King James Version is the translation of William Tyndale. Then we read at the beginning of the King James Version in the title that it is written, translated out of the original tongues, and with the former translations diligently compared and revised. Thus that means our King James Version, which was finished in 1611, then those translators were not so proud that they put all the former works aside, but they also had Tyndale's translation, and much they have left the same. Thus that means boys and girls. Tyndale has thought about boys and girls driving the plow, and the girls helping their mother in the kitchen, that there would come a time that they would know more of the scriptures than the Pope. Then, of course, Tyndale was sure when they would receive a Bible, that they would receive it every night. Thus this evening when you go to bed and read your Bible, then you can think of William Tyndale, that he was willing to sacrifice so much, everything, even his life, that the English-speaking world may receive the scriptures in their own tongue. Thus that means that our Bible has been paid by the price of blood, that Tyndale was willing to sacrifice his life, that we and our children, the English-speaking world, that they may have the scriptures, that they may be read, and that they may be blessed. Oh, when we think of the Reformation, what have they sacrificed? Congregation, may I ask you, what are we willing to sacrifice for the truth? We must close. And families, then you have something to read together. That's good for fathers and mothers when you read together the Bible, of course, but also instructive books. Also, then you can find out more about William Tyndale. Oh, we read in our text, the Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it, kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, thou wast wrought wonderfully in the days of old, and then much blood has been shed. Oh, we have a heritage that has been passed down. And then we are called upon to guard and protect that heritage. But, oh Lord, above all, oh well, thou bless thy holy word, that we may learn the truths of the Reformation, to experience them, to love them. And then we shall be willing to sacrifice for them. Ah, Lord, we need to be saved. May it please thee to grant a reformation, a turning back unto all the truths of thy holy word, and not only to confess that truth, but also to walk that truth. Ah, Lord, have mercy upon us and our children. Well, thou watch over us in this night. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Well, thou care for us the remainder of this week. And well, thou bring us under thy word on the Sabbath day. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 219, 1 and 2. O thou great shepherd of thy chosen race, who leadest like a flock thy Israel dear, and what follows, 219, 1 and 2. pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.